Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. I know after being gone a couple of weeks from this, letting a lot of other people share with you, I'm doing two in a row. So glad to have you back. If you missed yesterday, why? Man, it's set up today. Yesterday I said, I'm going to talk to you and give you an incredible gift, and it comes from maybe the most used and misunderstood or most taken for granted word we have in our Christian dialect. You ready for it? Here it comes. Salvation. Salvation. Just think about it. Maybe do this. We did this in our life group, what is it, a week ago now, 2 weeks ago now? We got a young marriage life group. Man, they're such cool people. And we're talking about salvation. We're doing communion. And I just ask, have any of you ever really been saved from something? Oh, and people had stories, either them or their brothers and sisters, about being saved. We had one of the gals in our group said that when she was little, about four, she put her swim floaties on, three or four, on her ankles, thinking that she could walk on water. So what'd she do? She put her swim floaties on her ankles. She started to walk. And as soon as she got out there, she flipped upside down. And this poor little girl now has these floaties over. She can't get out of the water. And she's starting to drown. And fortunately, she had a babysitter that from a distance saw what happened and ran and jumped in and pulled her up coughing and gagging. Otherwise, her walking on water trick, well, she wasn't going to be like Jesus. She was about to see Jesus. It was an incredible story. We went around the room and people started talking about, oh, let me tell you when I almost lost my life, or a brother said, and someone that actually came in and saved me. And see, if you have that experience, you have that richness of knowing, man, on that day, it could have been done. And here's what someone did. And I hate to bust your bubble if you have a story like that, but they only saved you for a temporary life. They didn't do anything for your eternity. They didn't save you for eternity. They saved you from a death that is going to still happen for all of us. And we do this word in Christianity called saved. Oh, I'm saved, or God's my salvation, or this is when I was saved. Have you ever stopped and thought about this word? The foundation, so much of Christianity, the premises of God saving us, it begs the question, from what? From what? Was it a terrible accident you were going to have? Was it a swim? From what? And we get back to the verse we read yesterday. We talk about Advent, the coming of Christ. We're talking about love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. I read it yesterday, but again, my favorite passage on love. I'm going to read it again and throw the little swing on the end of this. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love just doesn't know God, because God is love. Now, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. What is the reason for this Christmas season? Sin. Sin is the reason we have Christmas. Sin is the reason God came to the earth. God didn't come to the earth to show us how to be nice, how to be good, how to just get along with others. Could have written a book. Prophets could have told us that. Why did the Son of God have to come to earth? Well, to teach us how to walk with God. No, other great people, other great rabbis, other spiritual beings could have, people could have showed us that. Why did Jesus have to come? Sin had to be dealt with. Sin. We use this term salvation. When the Bible says, let me tell you about love in Christmas season. And by the way, it can't come from you. There's a source of love. It's God. You ever want to walk in true love, you got to walk with God. Those that don't walk with God are never going to experience true love. And this is the greatest act of love. He sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And there's the meaning of Christmas. You know how many millions of babies have been born in poverty over the years? We celebrate one. Why? Not because of the birth, but because of the cross and the empty grave. It was a couple hundred years before they went back and started celebrating the birth of Jesus. Oh, but they celebrated Easter, day one. That's why we don't really know where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. Because a couple hundred years later, you got to go back and try to mark the spot. Like, I don't know where some kid was born on a journey out here. Who knows? Didn't have addresses back then. Christmas wasn't big at first. The only reason we celebrate a baby in a manger is because of what this baby did when he was a man, and he came to die for sins. I'm saved from sin. I'm given a life, not just forgiveness, but freedom for sin. And now I have an eternity that otherwise I would have entered in with my sin, an eternity that would have kept me separate from God, separate from all that is good, separate from all that is holy, all that is right, all that is light, all that is love, a Christless eternity called hell. I'm saved from. And my family now is saved from their sins. They're saved from an eternity destined to be apart from God. Now we have heaven, we have glory, and I have this life to live with freedom and forgiveness. That is salvation. We use the term salvation and Savior pretty flippantly. Stop and understand, oh, the cost. And it begs the question, oh, you're saved? From what? Oh, I haven't stopped and thought about that for a while. Wow, have I been saved? From a lot. And eternal consequences. Oh, this is love. And this is the price God paid to save you. Sin and salvation isn't just part of the Christmas story. It is the entire reason for Christmas. It is the Christmas story. Yesterday, I told you this is love, understanding how much God loves you. Today, understanding that love, what he sacrificed and what he saved you from, this is why we love God. Merry Christmas, North Coast.